bathroom. Nobody knows.
I mean, usually, what do they give that to people for? For what purpose?
We never asked.
Like deep
but
therapy,
I
muscle.
I know a lot of.
I know. Yeah.
And do you know about OT? I never went to OT. I was told by Baba to tell the doctor and the nurses who were very friendly. Became
and
very
he said
friendly.
I did a yes and a no and 3 years. But didn't he take Mara and the other people? Did he take Mara and the others?
No
way. To Uti during that period?
No.
No one went.
Mara wouldn't go with that. I would. No, we never went. Baba went there for his work. I think it was
and he didn't take you?
He didn't take us.
So that's a mistake.
Yeah, he didn't take us.
I remember you telling
but
that story
I,
that I had to say yes.
Yes, and did you see this? And then.
So you told
and
them.
Baba brought presents for each of them, told me to ask them about the present they would want. All this was prepared, and then I had this explosion. So they looked up to me as a VIP. And then that's the lovely story about the nurse, you know that.
Coming to Baba, see Baba.
Yeah, to bring each little child of the
yeah.
day.
You want to stop now and do this another day?
No,
finish it? Because
okay.
I have some more on it. I'd rather not rush. It's not that much, but could we do it another day? Do you come to the office another day?
Could we do it after lunch?
Sure.
Yes?
Sure.
It's, because, you know, how many days with this involved? But I won't have much time.
Maybe one more day.
Acha. So let's finish this today. Is that right?
No. I mean, finish.
Acha.
When do you come again?
I come on Thursday, but it is, I put off everything, and that come in.
Or, when I come back,
oh.
I mean, no, what I'm saying is,
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Indu, Sabnis, at that time her name was that, she was taken with us, and Baba, persuaded her with a lot of nice things that she would like to have done, like Mani would teach you harmonium and Kaushik would teach you so will do, you know, a lot of things I was going to be involved in her with as well as Kaushik. And so she agreed, but you see, Baba, in knowing what was to come, she was very, very useful at the time, because after all, we were a few women, Mara, Naja, Kaushik, myself, Kaku, Indu, Masi. So even from among them, Naja was beside me in the hospital. It's a very interesting story, if you want to hear.
I think I have most of that.
You have most of it. So what
are you... I'll
tell you this part. Okay. So the part you want to know is... Well, so Baba said, I need to have an answer by the day. And he arranged for a car, a tin jalopy, as I've read about it. It made a lot of noise, but it was very nice. I liked it. And I would go to the hospital, which was a women's hospital, run only by missionary women. There were two doctors. One was a physician, one was a surgeon. The surgeon was Dr. Gillespie, both women. And I don't know the name of the other one. Of course, all the nurses were women. The gardener was the only one who was a man, but he was so old. I sometimes wonder if he saw what she was doing. So then there was a matron. I think she was Swedish or some European matron. And then there were all these lovely little Indian nurses. So Baba said, when I went there, I automatically became friendly with them. And they would hi, we'd greet each other, all the little nurses and the thing. And with the matron and the doctors, I had very scanty occasion to be friendly with, but I just smile, just hello and hi. The Baba tells me, are you friendly with the nurses? And I thought at first maybe Baba didn't like that. I said, well, Baba, just to greet them, I do. And no, I do that. And he said, what about the doctors in the mid? I said, well, I don't see them much. Well, see them. So I did. I started. And I would just have this ultraviolet ray for 10 minutes. That seemed the least part. No, on my chest. For some reason. We never even thought to ask Baba, why or do I need it? So when we were there, one day Baba said, now I'm going to Uti with the mask for my work. So you must not go to the hospital for 4 days. No car will come for you for 4 days. And when I was in the car, there was a screen in front where the driver was and said, oh, that's the same thing in our cluster. But you go and ask and tell the matron and the two doctors, all women, that you are going to Uti. And what can you bring for them? Insist that they name something and I will bring for you. So when I went there, and they of course said, no, you're so kind of me. That, but all this, you know the rest of the story, but all this
preparation.
Yes, all the, they were so kindly and so loving to me that when I had to be rushed to hospital as an emergency, the whole hospital was having money? Is money? Really? Money? Open the doors, and the best of the rooms were open for me.
I just want to...
You know about the children?
Yeah.
And about how the doctors couldn't understand why we who were in such poverty when Baba had Bachanji.
I don't know exactly. No. About you say you were using all these broken cups and everything in the hospital now.
Yeah, yes. And then Baba sent word with the Chandi.
The Spanish pants.
And then he would all the time go and asking prayers, sending Chandi with questions or messages. It became so embarrassing, so awkward. And those people were running away from Chandi as it were, you know. And then they'd come out of their cottage in the morning. Fresh and trim, big ground, huge ground, and we could see their cottage from the window. And they would come out some distance, but short enough for them to suddenly remember something and go back to their cottage
this
if they
the
got
doctor.
The sight of Mr. Chan, Dada Chan.
This is Gillespie and Robertson.
Yeah, Gillespie and the American. Very lovely American, tall, you know. So, but when they thought, they couldn't see Chandi anywhere, they ventured further, but Chandi was behind the wall. Every now and then people moved, there was still, and that plastic popped out. Oh! And then he would say that. But Mr. Dada Chandi, we've already told you. What could he do? You couldn't send him. Okay.
Incident about Wally's mustache falling off, you said it was at Maribon.
Yeah.
Do you think that was before the Westerners, when you all were alone, or after the Westerners?
No. It was after.
When the Westerners were.
I remember a lot of activity, remember doing things. But it was very difficult to get Valu to do something, Valu to change. And yet Valu, when we went to Cannes in 1937, she was quite at home. She adjusted beautifully, eating with knife and fork and much more than Marcy and the others, it's amazing. So anytime she said, no, she wouldn't want to learn another language, she didn't want to learn anything new. My father didn't do it, my father's father didn't do it. So I would tease her. So did your father's father sit in a car? Did your father's father eat lettuce with a fork,
And about the buffalo and Nasik, when you were sitting on it, was that before you joined or after you joined?
Before. I used to come for a holiday. Yeah. The three episodes also with Mera was before I joined.
I looked up in my book about Ramona, and in 1935 they made a picture called Ramona. It may have been a remake of that with, I forget the name of the actress, but it says it's a story about an Indian, Spanish Indian woman.
Yes. But Dolores Del Rio was the
who
one
who falls in love with someone.
And there was a gypsy.
That must have been an earlier one. Then they remade it.
Yeah.
Because you think it was a talking or that one that Mera was saying? Maybe.
I don't know. Mera made it so graphical, so beautiful. The love part was so touching.
It could have been a silent. Then they made it in 1935
a
remake.
I think it was silent because Mera said, well, there was music. Music was played in the violin or something.
Loretta Young was in the remake.
Yes.
So on the Mysore platform, you said when you had that solar token, you had that same rifle, that English fellow came. So, I mean, you had to carry that rifle with you? That's kind of funny.
It's
on the train station.
It's funny, to say the least.
It wasn't packed up with all your belongings.
My best dress was so outdated, at the least, with this, like a missionary, with this longish sort of thing. Not in fashion at the time at all, but it was my best. I was very proud of it. I still remember the Czech thing that it was. The rifle was under my arm, this arm, The hat, sort of two people was on my head. My arm was in Mara's arm because Mara had to have paper glued to the back of her glasses, so she didn't see it. But this would look so natural, we were walking arm in arm. At one point, I don't know what happened, we were just two of us. And Baba said, "No, stand here, don't move from here. I'm coming back." We never asked why, where you were. So he went. Just then, we were standing in front of a static train, and we were facing a first-class compartment. We knew in those days the British people always had the best for their officers. And there was this window shutter. Used to be like blinds, you know, like a slatted thing. And whatever it was, the blind were pulled up, and this red face of an officer, army. He said, "Very nice," he said, rather bulging eyes. He said, "I say, do you know what the time is? Can you tell me what the time is?" And I looked at him. And I couldn't talk to men either, although I'm a great mirror. I could see, but I mustn't talk, I mustn't touch him. And I looked so strange. I couldn't believe this was happening out of nowhere. Here we are, two of us in the most critical situation. And I just looked at him, and then I looked down. And he thought maybe I hadn't heard, so he put his head out now and said, "I say, can you tell me what the time is?" And again I looked up, and again, like a fascinated rabbit again, and I just couldn't hear him. Then he got really red, and his moustache was bristling, the white moustache. So all I wanted to know was the time, and then he banged the thing shut. Yeah. And just then Baba came. We never told him.
Well, so was that the standing order, carry that rifle everywhere you went?
Yes, yes.
While traveling.
Rifle and sitar. My two things that went with me, yes.
Well, the sitar, the men
yeah,
didn't...
No, well, in the train it did. Yeah. But
with your luggage.
If we are on a bus, I was carrying it.
And the time, like you mentioned, the sitar, that you had to sing that line, Hare Paramatma, in the evenings. Sometimes it was mornings.
That was
in 1940. But was that like you would all sit together in Mara's room and do it?
No,
all the Westerners? Kitchen. But kitchen is kind of small. And all those women were inside together.
Yes.
They weren't in their museum room. And you all were everybody's
no
together.
There was no table. Except Baba's table.
Everybody's sitting on their
by
stool.
The door. Elizabeth sat. For instance, it was very hard for Elizabeth, who just was not, could not focus, who would be non-compos if she was waking up very early.
So
she would get down from the dormitory and from upstairs with a lantern in her hand, because Baba said, "You must have a lantern in the dark." And her eyes closed all the same, because she couldn't even open her eyes, came down. She walked into the kitchen, sat down, eyes still closed, the thing was over, she got up and just walked out.
You were playing the sitar?
No, sitar.
That was just...
I was playing the harmonium, sitting on the platform. I would say it once, and then they would all say it in unison. And I would say it again, and then they would all say it in unison. For how long? How many minutes did I forget?
I have this. When you mentioned about the diary of keeping Mara's movements as she got up, you said 1936 to 38, but it wasn't earlier when Baba went to the West during those years that he was in the West?
Yes, yes.
But 36 is rather late.
It was.
You said it started 36.
Yeah, but it didn't start 36.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, but it was...
You said 36 to 38.
I used to make it simpler once. You know, just write down and give it to him, because... this is what Baba wants.
So that started much before.
Much earlier. In Maribor. In 34, 35.
After
that. When Baba went to... When did Baba go to Canada?
35, January.
Now that's when Baba said, "Now be sure." Now he was working me up to be so meticulous. And that's the time when I thought, ooh, how pleased. He's so pleased with this. No, I must present it so much more beautifully.
So that wasn't
then
the,
my
that was,
artistic.
So that wasn't the very first time. That was.
No, yeah. That is it, wasn't it? That is it, was more tapering off.
Yeah.
But.
No, you said up to 38 you kept. Those 30 ones you burned.
Yeah.
But the one that you.
Early 38 maybe. Because then I went back to. Because I had a lot of books burned.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm not absolutely sure. You have no idea the amount of those books that. Because by then I would send out, after 38, I would send out to be bound. We could do that. So this blue cardboard binding, square like that. So much of my handwriting.
Well, you said some were typed also.
Some were typed. Later, first it was handwriting, then. And I just we were, they would misunderstand our Baba. So, this is Baba, this was from us, finished. We had no idea.
Mara didn't mind. She didn't think about that.
Not that she didn't think about it. I'm sure it was irritating time. It was
no. She didn't mind that you burned it off.
No, I don't think I told her. I just said, we got rid of so many of our concert things.
Yeah,
costume. Because we thought where were we to begin? We did it for Baba, that was for Baba, that's for me. Then, of course, we thought, oh, we should have kept this. You know, the others were there. We had no idea. We didn't know about you.
You said in Bangalore you took notes simultaneously while reading the board?
Yeah.
You would sit like this and look
Because reading the board was very natural for me, even upside down. And that I was doing most of the reading.
So then shorthand you took it.
But after Baba stopped our taking notes and writing.
So you did that in shorthand? Or just, you knew shorthand?
No, I did my own shorthand. I don't remember.
And then you typed that up?
I know. No. Nadine also was taking notes. Then I filled in. I'm not so clear on that.
Yeah.
But I do have my own handwriting of notes that I took at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And Baba then said, no, why do you need words? Just be with me.
Yeah.
Sit before me and, you know, absorb me. You're with me. Make the most of it companion. Don't.
So because that time you said about bar soap, that Nadine took it down.
Yes, Nadine.
I mean, how did Baba know what she took down? Did she come afterwards and read that out to Baba?
No, we said it to her. We said, this is crazy.
No. Oh, you mean she would read it out to you afterwards?
No, she gave it to me.
To read it?
Yeah.
Just to keep it?
To read it.
To read it.
So and then, of course, we all shared it. We couldn't believe it.
What?
Then seven, and the seven spiritual numbers, everything got mixed up. You see how it can be?
This Indu Sudmis that you mentioned going to Mysore,
do you
recall whether she was in Nasik Sitara or Nagar before Mysore? Where
we
she was
met her again in Sitara. She was
there. Where was she from that time? In Mysore?
Sangam Nair, I believe.
Sangam Nair.
But then when she was married, the last time we saw her was in Sitara. She wasn't married when she came back.
Because Baba went to her house to speak with her, so I went, it was Sangam Nair.
In Sabni's family, Sangam Nair se hota na.
Sangam from Sabni's came and stayed with Baba. And then the trip was over, then he was employed by Sarosh. And then Sarosh had a pump at Sangam Nair.
So that is why
he worked there.
Yeah.
And in the end, his son, he settled at Sitara.
Achcha. So Indu was Vaman's daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, she was Vaman.
Yeah, the one we took to Mysore with us.
She was working with Sarosh.
Oh, it's the working. Then Sitara seems to be their basic place.
That 37th birthday.
But when we saw her, I think it was her husband who had a gramophone shop, records. So because she brought some for us to play, and Mera wanted a particular song.
Do you remember seeing that Nasik birthday film during Baba's life?
Yes.
Was Baba with you? Or was that in Sarosh?
My memories of films. I was in it too. And Rustam, which Manasik? I'm sorry.
You weren't You didn't go to it. That 37.
No, I'm talking about this early.
No, that 30.
No, that's the one gave to Pascal and got lost. I'm talking about that. No.
That Nasik one.
I don't think we saw it too very lately.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I didn't think
so. I don't think so.
And when you went to Cannes, you had to have, you were staying in Hyderabad, I think, before Cannes. What about your passport photos? I mean, you all were leading such secluded lives. Do you remember going to get a passport photo taken or something?
Before going to Cannes. I think that's the time also.
No, you saw you were in Marabout Hill.
Yeah, I think that's the time too when Mara had dark glasses. You will see in one of our passport pictures.
You had to come to Naga to a studio and take them? Somebody came there?
Must be. Because it was professional taken. Mm-hmm. And because she shouldn't see the men. And then she had these dark glasses. Whether it was paper at the back or really dark glasses, I don't know where
the
dark glasses from. You see, Narina was doing a lot of the arrangements.
Yeah.
For, she took measurements about eight. She did this, she did that. And then I think she saw the men and she did it through Chandi or somebody in Bombay. We never knew.
But you must have come to Nagar to do this, to take the photos. Maybe you were brought to Nagar or that fellow came there? Maybe.
To Merabat? Yeah. No, I don't remember.
It came here.
I think we went to Nagar. I'm not positive, but it's true here because the dark glass.
But do you remember getting injections before going?
But I think that some woman did come. Yeah, we got the injection, but we didn't go. Yes. But you know, I think that we got in Bombay.
Before going.
But some woman came and did it. Yes.
Do you remember the hotel?
Who arranged at the back? We don't. All we can tell is what happened.
Do you remember the hotel you stayed in Bombay before?
Most probably is the Majestic we've talked about. It's neither Regent or Regency.
No?
The Majestic.
And did you ever meet that woman, Audrey Williams, on the boat? She was on the boat going to Cannes. Do you remember? Did she ever come to the cabin?
No, we saw her on deck. And it was for effect or love, I don't know. But she had a beautiful cabin. She was one of the loveliest women we've ever seen.
Because in Kandivli, you must have met her in 33.
Oh, we met her in Kandivli.
Yeah. So it's
that
kind of curious about it in Sender.
She's the only one who were put on a 9-yard sari. Valu gave her own wedding sari that she had always with her, in which she was dressed at last in Marabout before cremation. But she Audrey wore that. And Kitty was trying. We have Audrey come in the ashram because she, and Audrey said, Kitty, you came when you were 40. I'm very young. When I'm 40, I might think about it.
But she never spoke with her on that boat.
We were on the deck. We did. Baba. She was not.
That was on the deck when you would take one of your rounds or something with Baba? Or getting off?
No. Baba wasn't there.
Maybe when you went for one of your walks.
Yeah. Our walks in on the
that was in the middle of the night.
In the very early hours of the morning.
So you think you saw her that time?
No. Maybe at some other time.
Maybe getting down or coming out.
Yeah, coming down. I forget. We saw Audrey on that
because
boat.
Because you got down in
very
80.
Very short. Yeah. So there was no chance of standing and talking with her. We just saw her. And she turned around. Ah, she was still as lovely.
I wrote to her and had a letter from her.
Really?
Contacted her. She had taken photos of Bob in 33.
She must be older than I am. Yeah.
I never met her, but she had taken photos in India. And she was still had nice memories about it. Wrote nicely about her. Wrote nicely.
She wasn't ready to believe everything
in town,
but she
had respect.
Yeah. So what did she say?
Well, she said she had given those photos to Peter Townsend, to that Oceanic.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's one of Baba with his hands in his pocket, standing like this in that white. She took that.
Oh,
people think Elizabeth did, but Hermes thinks.
White suit, is that so?
Up in Kashmir or something.
Orion, Christine, Devil knew. Christine died. But all is the tall willow that Ram could stand. Far of waters.
So, about this, Irene, remember the skit when you were Sikhs and you wore
Irene?
Irene, where you were Sikhs, and one of you wore a pink and blue saris, and you carried little lanterns on your head, did a dance.
No, it was not on the head.
Hmm?
Not on the head.
Oh, I see.
It was light because Mara, as a young girl, had done it in a school.
Right.
And it was pink and blue saris with
lanterns. So, was that Cairns or here, or where was that?
I thought it was Mehrabad.
Okay. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Upstairs. Yeah. After they all came, yes. Yes.
Lily and Rose in Hyderabad.
Yeah.
So was this 39 rubas or later in 45, 48?
No. Huh?
So you were in Hyderabad 2-3 times. 39?
No, this is very early. The first 30, time.
Rubas. 39.
Rubas tour. The first time when we got up. It was Ajit. So
that, okay. 39.
Wait a minute.
Lily and Rose.
Yeah.
That was the first time.
You know what happened. Lily and Rose, must not lose, okay. 2 weeks old. But it was a beautiful place, sort of an old house, like a castle thing. But that was, Heidi Mertens was there, and her husband, the landscape gardener was there. And I've taken some nice photos.
Those little tiny ones?
Yeah, and there were the rabbits from where we had gone. It's a very lovely feeling and memory and remembrance of the place.
Mm-hmm. So the one photo that you may have taken it, Elizabeth, where Mara's in front of that palace, Bikaner, or in Abu.
Me.
So Mara says, shadow. I'm wearing Mani's skirt and pants.
Well, she maybe at the time.
Why would she borrow your clothes? She didn't have slacks or something?
Perhaps she didn't then. What year was that?
49. She looks very fashionable.
I'm surprised. Maybe at the time she didn't have it. Because she had.
Yes.
Oh, did you make one for New Life? Because for New Life, she wore. Yeah. But I like that picture because it's a shadow of me all in front.
Yeah, Mary looks very fashionable. Beautiful.
Yeah, she looks. But all I had because of my sister's long shadow.
Right.
And she was delighted.
Do you have any idea why Helen Dahm didn't see Baba in 52? Because she saw him in 56. She sort of lost contact.
52?
When you all were there.
Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah. And she was still a Baba lover, wasn't she?
She was a Baba lover.
She was kind of a priest.
But she had a rather... Baba didn't make it an easy experience
in India.
For her to be.
Yeah.
She was she was that. She didn't know the language.
In 56,
she always had to be dependent on other people's interpretation. She didn't get on with Nadine for some reason. And when she did the painting, it was hard. That lady is a remarkable.
Yeah, she was old.
She slept on that scaffolding. Uh-huh. And with that perspective, she drew those figures in the samadhi.
But you all went to see it after it was finished.
Yes.
But did you ever see it actually when she was doing it?
Yes. That's about the only time we saw her, walking with her long brushes. No, but then I saw her later. On the Blue Bus tour before she went back to Switzerland.
Bhopal.
And so in Ajmer, I remember very well, she would sit on the terrace and she would sketch on a tissue thing. So that's the sketchbook, like buffaloes going, women at the park, and just with a few strokes. She's amazing, really. So I sent that back to Irene Villa once, and she sent it to the museum, and she said she wanted to sell it to them. Why should we give it like that? I had no idea. But the letter that came back, and she said, they've agreed. And you know, they're going to give so much money. And there on the table was that letter, and an hour later I got another list that Irene and I had gone to Baba. But I'm glad that she saw them, they're safe in the museum. There's actually a special room or corner devoted to paintings by Helen Dam in the Swiss Museum.
This Begin the Game that was sent from England, the new version, was that an instrumental or did it have a vocal? It had, do you remember who the singer was?
What? Yes, A. Hutchinson.
That was the new version. Yeah.
He has this break in his voice, this pain in his thing. So beautiful.
So that was the one that was played in 69.
Yeah.
But Baba had heard that version also.
Yes, but that's the amazing part.
Because you said Addison.
It was a copy of it. Because the one that kept playing in Bangor every day, and in England, Robert Chitnall, and play the music, I would always be in charge of playing the gramophone.
That was a different one.
Yeah, but that was by Chick Henderson.
So this was
very nice, but this is superb. And so when my brother sent it from England, and the one who found it from place to place, because they don't have 70 PRM or RPM or what do you call it?
78.
Yeah. So Fred Marks went from place to place, from, you know.
A. Hutchinson.
A. Hutchinson. Yeah. I even have the address of it.
That was in 78 also.
So Baba, yes, it was in 78. That's what I mean. That's Fred Marks found it.
Yeah.
And when it was sent, I played it to Baba in the Mandarin Hall. And Baba's, he was in that day. And then Baba wasn't well.
That was 68 then.
Yes. This incident happened. I'm not so totally sure of exactly when that record came or what happened, but I know I played it to Baba then, and then I put it by in the cupboard. And because Baba isn't well. Not dreaming that Baba would drop his body. But when he did, it was handy. So we were able to play. And I played that in Baba's room, in the hall, in the cabin, and about 7 times in the summer. Altogether, at least 7 times.
Any idea of Mara's grandmother's name, paternal grand?
No. Is it? Oh dear. It's not in Mara's book.
No, but no. Paternal side, she didn't have much.
Paternal side, not at all.
No. So what about this gold watch?
I still wear it.
See, she says that she gave Mani a gold watch.
Yeah.
But first, Baba gave her. And where was that? Was that early Marabai or upper Marabai?
And I've always had the memory that she gave it to Baba. And Baba gave that to me. And Baba took a pin from me, which was somehow also, Mara and Baba and I were somehow involved. But there was this exchange of the watch coming to me and the pin with the, I think in pearls, a heart and an arrow. And I think Mara had brought that from home. And she had given it to me, and then Baba made me give this back to her and gave the watch to me. Whatever it is, the watch I have, I wear on special occasions.
The lady's watch.
Yeah. It has not once gone to the repairs, not once in those, all these from 1934 when it was given to me, 34, 35. And
it wasn't a birthday present.
It wasn't
like a birthday present. It was just one of these things.
That Baba gave, maybe it was, and they said, now you give her a present, and I got, I'm not very clear on that, but there was this exchange through Baba.
So it had nothing to do with Baba. Sheba. This thing. No. See, Baba said, give this guy a gold watch. He told that.
No. She was way out of town.
Yeah.
I know, nothing to do with that. In the same way, Baba gave me Chandi's watch. After Chandi died. And I somehow, now we were being more vocal, and I said, oh, but Baba wouldn't one of the men like it, because it's a man's watch. So Baba took it from my hand, sat in a poker face, and gave it back. And I knew now, and I just took it. And I used that because I was being given, I think, a secretarial role, and I used that for my family letters. And I made a box for it and used it as a timepiece in front of me.
Do you remember seeing this
Okay.
Yeah, I can. You remember? Snow White and Cinderella here at Saroj?
I think so.
And Wizard of Oz, you said you saw several times.
No, several times we saw later after Baba Chapter's show on a video. Uh-huh. We've seen it once.
With Baba was.
Yeah, with Baba. Oh, yes, Baba was still, you know that chin man when you put oil in the hands. So somebody's knee was at Baba's own knees. Oil your knees.
And was Ben-Ho with Baba also? Because that was in 59. It may have been Bombay. But did Baba go with you in Bombay? Usually not, isn't it?
I can make sure.
You may have come from Sitar. That was for Ten Commandments. It was in Bombay.
Yeah.
Whether Baba was with him.
Yeah, that's true.
So this at the Mahad Bungalow, where you said you went in those hot springs and everything, do you think it was just a few of you there? Because
I think the Gaimai family were there. No.
Well, that Gaimai family said was at Puranda.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, see, at Vingurla, it was only the three of you and Kitty at Vingurla. 47.
The
second time.
Three of us and Kitty.
And Kitty.
But privately, Katie was with us.
She came. She didn't go. She came to me, that's all.
And her little sister Manu.
That was Bengal.
Yeah. And Mansari wasn't to know. Wasn't
because
to
they were at Mahabaleshwar, so Kitty, Radha, Katie, they were. You were going from Mahabaleshwar to these places.
Yes, you really must ask Kitty, but this much okay. I know, that it's a very interesting.
What, not to tell this?
No. How it was afterwards, how they joined, like they went to Bombay and But I know Manu was there and Kitty wasn't there.
At Bengal.
Bengal.
But you don't know whether they were there at Mahad or Puranda.
But I think I wrote on one of those pictures.
Yeah, you did write that.
So what did I say?
Well, you said Katie was there. Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check with Katie.
Yes, just do that. This is much better than the first time.
Okay. one or two more things.
Now that, even Meru, I think she'd come for a holiday. No, but you ask Katie, definitely.
Okay. And so when the Westerners came and you would play these phonograph records in the evening, was that also under the arbor where you used to do it alone, privately, Father, or was that now somewhere else under the tin shed?
No, in the room.
Because you know that arbor was there, that arbor of trees where Baba's Gadi was under, and there was only a few of you in the evening time you would bring out the phonograph record. Next to the kitchen.
That's okay. No.
West
next to the kitchen.
With those morning glories.
Yeah. Oh, there. We never. Not morning glories.
Not
the kitchen. Morning glories was right in front of us, of our east room.
But the Gadi was put next to the kitchen. That wasn't there.
Yeah. But that because there was a shade. So yes, and there was. There
when
was
the Westerners came, it wasn't ever there. By that time, it was somewhere else. When the Westerners came, it wasn't there.
No, we didn't use that.
That's what I mean. That has stopped. Them.
No, but then after the Westerners came, and then the tin shed was after they came,
right.
And that's when the Gadi was there. But all the same, and that's where the dining, benches were put on. But we still had inside. We still had gramophone. I remember Paul Robeson and all that being played inside. Even before the Westerners came, the birds were there, the gramophone was there. Mm. They had sent the Paul Robeson records and used to play. Gulmai was come. Picture of Baba and Mira inside the east room,
mm-hmm.
with that big frame of 12 photos in the background,
yeah.
Another picture I've taken with the same thing, the gramophone was right there. And this square gramophone was what Garrett had brought. Before that, there was a sort of like a box, which was very modern then, flat, small thing, which we used in Nasi, which I used to play music on for Baba in Nasi, the Brahmin's bungalow, which where we really stayed the most. Then, after Nasi, when the Westerners were there, Garrett brought Baba a beautiful square, it's still there, square gramophone box, square box of gramophone, which we used all the time after that. It's still there in. But in Mehrabad, when we were in the East Room and playing for Baba, it was that old one from Nasik.
I thought sometimes you would sit outside in the summertime with the Westerners. Maybe not so much.
And not so much. I mean, the memory doesn't come.
Do you remember your mother having a good quip to Baba about it was somewhere at a museum where Baba sang fast.
Zoo.
That is the zoo. She said that we'd gone for horse racing.
Yeah, something. I didn't know you were going to. I didn't know you were bringing us to a horse racing. I thought you were bringing us to the zoo.
It was my soul, baby. Mm.
My soul. Because we had been ourselves before that. When we first went to Mysore, we had seen that zoo beautifully. The first time we ever saw giraffes, and Mera thought they were not real. And she said, look, Baba, look at this city. And then they moved. And they, you know. But later when we went, we were racing through. You know, in fact, Baba was striding through. And every now and then he would turn around. We were trotting practically. I turned around and said, hurry up, you laggards, come on. So I tried my mother's herb at the end. She said, but Meryl, I didn't know you were bringing us to a horse racing event. I thought you were bringing us to the zoo. Papa laughed.
So,
because that was a beautiful zoo at that time.
In Bangalore, when you were at the Lynx, you almost never went out for any sightseeing or anything like that. Not much.
No.
Because your mother was there. But
no. It's the first time in my life I went to a dentist. That I remember.
You were taken to the dentist.
Hmm. And because I couldn't go again and again, I said, please remove it. The man said, but why? I said, it's my tooth. You know?
So did it? You did?
Yeah. I'm sorry now.
When we spoke about port wine, there was another incident in Ranchi where Baba brought a bottle and he said, guess what's in it? And Margaret guessed, and someone guessed port wine. And then Baba said, give a spoon every night. Do you remember that?
Every night?
No, for 4 nights? It's not clear. To each of you.
And who was to give it to us?
See, that's why these notes, like you say, it's not clear what happened exactly. What's written is, Bonner held up a bottle, he pointed to the bottle and asked him to guess what was inside. Elizabeth guessed port wine, which proved to be right. Margaret carried the bottle, and then it says, did not give 4 nights, but 1 tablespoon each.
Maybe did not give
4 nights. No. I don't know
what Baba must have joked about it. Just once in life with Baba, I remember, as far as I remember, 3 times Baba has given port wine to us, a tablespoon, you know. And as I said,
it wasn't in Ranchi? Must have been.
Must have been one.
Yeah.
It was at Ranchi.
One with Kavurali.
And one. Once, I think at Igat Puri, I'm not sure.
Somewhere at Aurangabad, or where you had that swimming tank or something, Baba gave one of his, it says, swimming costumes. That's what I was saying. It was an old one of his, but was it an old tank type, or do you remember anything like that?
It was Elaine who gave it
up. Well, that is there also. No, I know about that. So you don't remember
anything. You see, no, because Baba as a man.
That's what I was wondering. Whether it was a full type. Some, no, near the old fashioned kind they had, whether it was a full. Maybe not.
Because she was covered up to the ankles.
And that's why I was wondering what kind of bathing suit it would have been. Maybe this, the Baba himself, why would he have a bathing suit?
I mean, it's used to
it may not be. The story about Mara asking Baba whether there's more Hindu or Muslim perfect masters. Do you remember that story where she was combing his hair once and she asked him, in the world, are there more Hindu or more Muslim perfect masters since? And she thinks Baba said Muslim. But,
Baba said Muslim.
Since time started. I mean, she was asking sort of in that way.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea where that is? Yeah.